This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In 17, there's a powerful report from John Bowne. Again, we're live.
Broke my leg.
June 10, 2017, Act for America, led by global Islamic terrorism expert Bridget Gabriel, staged roughly 30 anti-Sharia rallies in cities across America to bring average Americans face-to-face with those that would support honor killings, female mutilation, and a creeping nonconformist Sharia law into the final holdout known as these United States of America.
Why I'm here is if they start violence, if they attacking people, vandalizing. You know, cops are generally told to back down throughout America. It's going to take the American people to stand up to these guys and put them in the place. You know, they have every right to do this. I respect that. I'm a patriot. But I will not sit by and watch them assault or vandalize. You tell me. You got a mask? You got a mask? I told you. So bottom line is, these guys have got to know that America's not going to put up with it.
Lauren Morris, a victim of female mutilation and protected by Oath Keepers after her life was threatened for speaking at the event, spoke in solidarity with the victims of Sharia law already affecting females in the United States.
So what happened was, Act for America put up the Facebook event, right? March Against Sharia. And somehow decided or heard from other people that call Act for America a hate group. So all of a sudden here comes all these terms. Racism, which Islam is not a race.
You know, Islam isn't a race. You know, your sign makes no sense.
If you took a poll with any of these people over here, I'll bet you they could not even tell you what Sharia is. I don't see any Muslim people out there. Do you see any Muslim people out there? They don't want to associate with these people. These people started their own agenda, and they started their own march, and they made it about Trump, and we're standing out there all day with our signs about women's rights, you know, safety for women, you know, domestic violence and all this kind of stuff, and they're out there yelling bigot, fascist, everything. So they changed the narrative and they took it away. They took it away, and they're coming out here marching for something that we are not about. But the statistics that I got just this week is that there are somewhere between 27 and 30 actual honor killings that get discovered and get found out in the U.S. here in the U.S. And Texas is a high-risk state for that. New York is a high-risk state for that. You know, the public doesn't see it because these are women who live in the shadows. You got to understand, these are women that are not allowed to do anything. They're not allowed to go outside without a guardian. Okay? And they're bringing a culture like that to the greatest country on the earth that has laws to protect them better than any place they have ever lived, ever. Our laws protect women. And the Sharia courts that want to raise up, that's what it's about. They want to take those rights away from women.
You're standing with those white supremacist guys? These guys?
Or am I a white supremacist too?
Some of them are Confederate flags.
We're just Americans.
They think this is a Nazi flag.
There's a lawyer that actually thought that was a Nazi flag.
Really?
Yeah. It's Kekistan, and we're going to create our own country of like-minded people that aren't triggered by the minutia that you focus on every day of your life.
This is a free speech trap, and they fell for it, and they're caught like rats. They don't know what to do. As soon as I get up here, I get called a fascist Nazi and all this other shit. This guy's pissed his pants while he's telling me this.
As expected, the Soros shill patrol known as Antifa was in full effect, offering zero topics for a rational debate. Their mind-numbing, cult-like teenage shrills, a reverse of the intended effect of dividing the Americans that gathered to question Antifa's moronic subversion, actually bringing average taxpaying Americans on their day off together to focus on the tide of extremism.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me. And my misfits wave life.
Ladies and gentlemen. Black. Thank you so much for joining us. We're broadcasting worldwide, and we're live on this Sunday, the 11th day of June, 2017. Jack Posobiec will be joining us in the second hour. His new book came out today, but the reason I called him to come on is I saw a New York Times story that illustrates everything we're dealing with the fake mainstream news. It said, well, here's the headline. It says in the article that no one ever said in Congress that Trump was not told that he wasn't under investigation by the Russians, or that Trump had ever blocked an investigation into the Russians. And then I've got the congressional clips of Senator Burr, you name it. It's all right here, and it makes my head spin that they sit there and they lie in the New York Times and say Jack Posobiec put out a fake headline that got picked up by InfoWars and then picked up by Rush Limbaugh this week. And that is that Trump never ordered... These lies are so incredible that Trump never ordered the FBI director Comey to stop investigating, or that Trump never tried to influence the investigation. And I've got multiple hearings, including the one last week, where Comey says that's the case. And then they write news articles saying it's fake news. They even show a quote Posobiec put out, and they say this is fake. And we have C-SPAN on May 3rd, and then again this week, whatever date it was, what was Thursday's date? If it's the 11th now, the 10th, the 9th, the 8th? I mean, these lies are so blaring and so incredible, I have trouble even being able to articulate it. It's so simple, it's complex. It's so whopper that I don't even know what to do at this point. And of course, I'm in the article. It says I'm fake. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play you the clip of last Thursday in the hearing. of him answering the question on national television. It was on every major news network in the country, probably in the world. And they just say it's fake. Here's the headline of the New York Times. A pro-Trump conspiracy theorist, a false tweet, and a runaway story. Now, I am getting Posobiec on about this. I'm not getting into all the other news, but this is huge because it deals with fake news. This illustrates everything. It's a Rosetta Stone. It's a skeleton key. It opens every door. Because we're going to show you the clip last Thursday. And we're going to show you the clip from May 3rd. When he also previously said it. And then they say it never happened. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to believe me after I play the clips. You can Google James Comey, Trump did not ask me to drop investigation into Russia election meddling. And you'll get AP, Reuters, London Independent, but none of it makes it on TV. I mean, look, right here, just type it in. You'll get hundreds of stories. But we have the video. I mean, just forget having to read it. It's not just us saying it. James Comey, Trump did not ask me to drop investigation into Russia election meddling. And then we have the clip. Senator Burr asked him the question, but so did others. We've got him saying it three times on Thursday. Three of them. I was covering it live Thursday. David Knight was covering it live. We played the clips. We're going to go over all of it for you, but here's the problem. I've got a stack of news here today that's just as fake. I don't even have time to cover all the lies. That's where they're beating us, is they're lying so much in such a wall of deception that we can't even counter it. You just got to know they're lying. Here's another one. Trump's son tweeted 80 times in defense of his father. And in there, he's saying, my dad didn't order him to stop investigating this. He was saying, see, vindicated. Comey said, in the tweet, he says, see, Comey says my dad didn't order him to do it because he didn't. If my dad orders you, it's completely clear. And then that is on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, everywhere, with the headline that Trump's oldest son confirms the testimony that Comey gave that he was ordered to stop investigating. Now, there's a double lie there. He didn't tweet that. He said the opposite. And the real video of Comey, three times last Thursday, he says that Trump didn't. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we have I don't even know how you can lie like this. I mean, this gives me a headache. This gives me a headache. Because it's just so insane. So let me cover this first. I'm going to all the other news, and then Jack Posobiec's joining us. No, they hate Jack Posobiec because he's effective. Just like we're effective at InfoWars, just like Paul Watson's effective at PrisonPlanet.com, just like people like Mike Cernovich are effective with the great work he's doing, because we're in live time battling these people, and we're pointing out their lies. And I was on my Twitter this morning on Real Alex Jones, and I saw Cernovich, who we should probably get on tomorrow. He's such a great guy. One person I know that has more energy than I do. And he tweets that, look, the New York Times says that this was never said. And I clicked it, and I could not believe it. But you know what? I should have believed it, because it already happened to me back a few weeks ago. Let me start going over this. I'm going to play the clips here for you. And this is the video. You know, we're live right now on the radio, hundreds of stations across the country, streaming at InfoWars.com as a television broadcast, InfoWars.com/show. But this is what you should send your so-called liberal friends. And just say, do you like being lied to? Because they say we're the fake news all day and use like the one correction we do a year where we make a mistake and go, look, he admits he's fake. He, Jones, you know, no, it's because we're not fake. Then we make mistakes, we come and tell you. Our credibility is everything, and that means when we're wrong, we'll tell you. This is the media that's been caught lying so much and in so many ways it makes everybody's head spin. So here's the facts. Here's the London Independent, Thursday, June 8th, 2017. James Comey, Trump did not ask me to drop investigation into Russian election meddling. And there's a quote of that. Now, let's enter the next story. This is one from the 18th of May, with yours truly, the exact same story. Stock surge as trading floors watched breaking InfoWars video. It was 2 weeks old and wrong, okay? It was 2 weeks old. It was not wrong. It contradicted the Comey memo. The Comey memo came out the day before, which he now admits was the FBI director leaking it. And so now he's saying in a memo, according to the leak, Trump ordered him to stop. But we have him 2 weeks before at that time, on May 3rd, telling Congress that no one, the AG or anybody else in the administration, he said no one did. It'd be a big deal if anybody did. So we put that out and said, okay, he's either lying about the memo, which he now says the president didn't order him, or he's lying in his testimony. And that's what my story was about. They then got pissed off that the stock market that had been plunging shot up. They talked to the head of the stock market. They said, no, it was the InfoWars story, Alex Jones. I then begged listeners, Drudge, everybody else, to make it the number one story. It did become a huge story because he's saying there's a memo that says Trump ordered him to lie or ordered him to shut down an investigation. Then he's saying months later, no one ever told me that. That's incredibly newsworthy. They just spin the whole thing and go, it's fake. Now they've done it to Posobiec, but this time it was last Thursday on video three times. When we come back, we're going to devastate these scumbag liars that think you're stupid.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, we have some of the best job numbers since 1984. We have $3 plus trillion in the stock market, 16 points added since he was sworn in January 20th. Another 4 points before he even got sworn in, just on anticipation. We've got big media trying to deep six the economy everywhere, cheerleading for the fall of Trump. That's coming up in the next segment. But right now, let's get into bona fide, pure, absolute, concerted Daily Beast, New York Times, and others lying about InfoWars, lying about yours truly, lying about Rush Limbaugh, lying about Jack Posobiec, lying about anybody that tells the truth. So if you just joined us, there is a New York Times article that came out today. For TV viewers, I'll put it on screen. And it's titled, to be technical, as it came out last night, it's June 11th. This is June 10th, so it came out on Saturday. A pro-Trump conspiracy theorist, a false tweet, and a runaway story. And you read the article, and it's not till the very end that they tell the truth. But they know that 90% of people only read the headline, and then only about half the people out there even read down, you know, just a little bit, depending on which demographic you look at. But when you come to the internet, a lot of folks just look at the headline. But when you actually look at it, less than half read to the bottom. There's different studies, different angles, but they know that most people don't read the majority of the story. They look at headlines. And so you read a pro-Trump conspiracy theorist, a false tweet, and a runaway story. And then you read the article. Jack Posobiec had his Twitter sights on James B. Comey, a pro-Trump activist notorious for his amateur sleuthing into red herrings and they make up stuff. And then you read in the article, they've got a quote and say, here is the fake tweet. Now I'm going to read you the fake tweet and you're going to see the video. Hirono, that's the congressperson. So, if the attorney general or senior officials of the Justice Department opposes a specific investigation, can they halt the FBI investigation? Comey. In theory, yes. Comey. Goes on. Have any of them done that? No. In my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that without an appropriate purpose, I mean, where oftentimes they give us opinions and we don't see a case, there are, you ought to stop investigating resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for political reasons that would be a very big deal. It's not happening in my experience. And then he goes on to say, no one has done that. No one ever. Now, that's very, very, very clear. But they say, all within the article, he put out a completely fake story in the New York Times. They're just saying it's fake. Later at the end of the article, they say, actually, this was back in May, and they weren't talking about the president. They were talking about the AG or the Attorney General's office in general. But Comey says, no, that'd be a big deal if anybody did that, because you don't tell the FBI not to do something. That would be a big deal. Nobody did that. Now, that's clear. Because I made a big deal out of this clip last month, because that's when Comey came out and released the memo. We now know he was the leaker. Trump said that early on. It's confirmed. That's the big issue here. That's so huge, so criminal, so illegal. And Comey came out and released this memo, implying, but not even let you see the memo, that Trump had ordered him to stop the investigation. So the media for a month ran with that. But now it turns out the memo doesn't even actually say that. So that's the big hoax. That's the other big fake news. So how do they fix that? Well, they just put out articles in the Daily Beast, the New York Times. Alex Jones is a liar. How dare him boost the stock market? This has no pertinent. Why was there a two-week-old clip? Why, she said it was new. No, I didn't. In our report that Kit Daniels wrote, I said this is a two-week-old clip of him 2 months after the memo is written that we now hear of, saying no one tried to influence him. That's totally pertinent. It absolutely impeaches his testimony, 101 Perry Mason style. So how do they counter it? They say it's fake, it's misleading, it's not true, hoping you just don't read the story. But forget the story. We're going to play the videos for you. But it gets better. Let's go to the clip from May, and then let's go to the clip from Thursday with Senator Burr. Here is the clip, the flashback from May.
So if the Attorney General or senior officials at the Department of Justice opposes a specific investigation, can they halt that FBI investigation?
In theory, yes.
Has it happened?
Not in my experience, because it would be a big deal to tell the FBI to stop doing something that, without an appropriate purpose. I mean, we're oftentimes, they give us opinions that we don't see a case there, and so you ought to stop investing resources in it. But I'm talking about a situation where we were told to stop something for a political reason. That would be a very big deal. It's not happened in my experience.
It's not happened in my experience. They went, oh, fake news. They're saying the attorney general. That's the president's office. That's the executive. That's the same thing. It's very clear that in his experience, it's not happened. This is 2 months after the secret memo, February 18th, is written that they don't give the press. Somebody leaks it. Comey now admits it if you were hiding in a cave somewhere. So this adds great credibility to Trump. What do they do about it? They ignore it. But what do they do when three different senators asked the question last Thursday and it's in the news? What do we do? What do we do? It confirmed everything Trump said. You just come out and you say Trump's son says that his father ordered him or, you know, ordered Comey to not investigate. It's not true. His son didn't say it. But CNN just runs the headline and they don't care. Same deal. Total lies. Because they're so scared of this, of Comey being impeached. He's being exposed as a liar. So let's go to Senator Burr. Very quick clip. New headlines everywhere about it. Ask him about it. And Comey says, no, he did not order me to stop the Russia investigation. Is this fake news, too? Here it is.
Director Comey, did the president at any time ask you to stop the FBI investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. elections?
Not to my understanding, no.
Did any individual working for this administration, including the Justice Department, ask you to stop the Russian investigation?
No.
Director, when the president requested that you, and I quote, let Flynn go, General Flynn had an unreported contact with the Russians, which is an offense. And if press accounts are right, there might have been discrepancies between facts and his FBI testimony. In your estimation...
All right, folks, we'll be right back. The point is, Posobiec's tweet is the exact words.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
what happens to the New York Times and the Daily Beast and others when they get caught saying Comey never said that Trump did not ask him to drop the Russia investigation. We just played the clips of last week and then a month before in two different hearings, Comey saying that, and then they write articles saying, I'm lying, Jack Posobiec's lying, Cernovich is lying. Well, we just played you the clips. And that's what they're doing. They're just branding us as the liars. I figured this out. They just picked us to say we're the liars because they know full well there are hundreds of headlines like this in the London Independent, AP, Reuters, you name it, where they did still put out the truth, but it never hit the nightly news. James Comey, Trump did not ask me to drop investigation into Russian election meddling, but I just played you the video clips in the last segment. And that's it. They know not to challenge so-called journalistic groups when they watch C-SPAN and write what we wrote. They just say, oh, Alex Jones and Jack Posobiec and Mike Cernovich, they're liars. It's fake. And then don't even show where we're liars. Or they show an exact tweet by Posobiec that is the exact words of one of the hearings and say he's a liar and then say I'm a liar in the article. I'm asking you a question. How dumb do you think they think we are? Or is it true we're this dumb? That's the question. And I'm going to take that clip from out at that point and put it on the front of a Facebook and a YouTube video and just lay all that out later that's going to go viral. I mean, New York Times caught red-handed, man. And the problem is it's like this every day. I've got so many articles where I know the facts, I've seen the clips, I've read the bill, and I'm reading it, and it's just total lies. Here's the Daily Beast. Jones put out the fake story that there were hearings, and Comey said that Trump never asked him to drop the Russian investigation. Jones is a filthy liar. More coming up at 5 o'clock. And you're just like, what? And then I go to any party or anywhere in public, and people walk up and they go, oh, you're all over the news. You're that guy. You're like known as the ultimate liar. And I'm like, yeah, ultimate liar, yeah. Sure I am. But that's the idiots. I mean, there's a large portion of the public that understands they're being lied to. Not because I told them. They figured it out for themselves. But I don't see how the New York Times is getting away with this. I don't see how CNN is getting away with this. I don't see how they do this anymore. Because, I mean, I saw the clip. And I read the tweets that were similar. Where Donald Jr. was live-time tweeting the same stuff we were tweeting. Not that he was even following us. It's true. Comey says, no, he never asked me to block the Russian investigation. He tweets, total vindication. Exactly what my dad said. If my dad told him to do it, it'd be straightforward. They go, they said if his dad told him that, it'd be straightforward. That means his dad did do it. No, Comey said it didn't happen. They don't care. They just say that Donald Jr. admits his dad did it. Complete opposite. Who cares? Because, see, they know Donald Jr. isn't a coward. He's one of the best people around his father who's got this country's back. And that's why they're out to destroy him as well and slap him down and demonize him and attack him. Shut up. Don't stop it. You didn't see them say that on C-SPAN. Word for word, he tweets what happened. Oh, did you see Donald Jr. lying again? Why, he says that Comey says that Trump never said stop the Russian investigation. And listen, I've got more news than I can cover in 15 hours. I've got over 150 articles here, 30 or 40 video clips. But sometimes you just can't focus on all of it because there's just too much. I could spend the next 5 hours just on this. This is insane. His son is on Fox News and in tweets saying, of course my dad didn't order him to do that. It wouldn't be all ambiguous. If my dad was ordering him to do something, he'd have just done it. But Comey's like, well, he didn't order me, but I felt like I was. And his son's like, that's BS. My dad's incredibly straightforward. Oh, you admit he did it. You you admit it? I mean, these people are scum. During the break, I went back there and got some more water. And I was sitting there watching CNN, and it was just like, Trump doesn't talk to Obama. He's the first president not to talk to other presidents. He's a horrible person. Just everything, hammering, hammering, hammering. Before I get to all this other news, I want to explain to people that may be on the fence why I'm backing Trump so hard, why other conservatives kind of do it halfway or want to ride the fence, right? Like they're all holier than thou, and well, you know, Trump could have done better here or better there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look at history, globalists have multinational monopoly combines. That's what globalism is. Multinational, tax-exempt, diplomatically immune, totally cold-blooded organizations have never been more afraid of anything than they have of Donald John Trump. Because he's not just some nationalist in the UK or some nationalist in France. He's a nationalist, free market capitalist, American system guy that just took over the biggest economy in the world and is exposing that unelected multinationals have come in and taken over. And he's turning the economy back on because globalists can't compete with their monopoly economy against a free market economy. So they need America and its free market system to die to bring in their new managed economy. They can't deal with this. And there are some people that have been involved in the larger levels of governance, like Peter Thiel and others who know this, who's been actively trying to stop the New World Order, been trying to explain to people that non-capitalist, non-free market systems are hellish, and we can't have a hybrid between communism and free market. It's going to be a disaster. And Trump is another one of those voices. Stephen Bannon is another one of those voices that want sanity, that want growing economies, that want an upwardly mobile middle class, who aren't cold-blooded globalist consolidators, who aren't selfish jerks. And so I look at Trump, $3 trillion plus in the stock market, 16% added since he was sworn in, another 4 or 5% since he was just president-elect. That's 20-something points. I look at hundreds of billions in new jobs, thousands of companies announcing expansion or return, and I see our flatline economy going over a cliff, suddenly bouncing back, and a good heart rate coming back, and the best jobs numbers since 1984, and just on and on and on, and new coal plants opening up, and coal mines reopening, the cheapest energy, the cleanest in the world, with the scrubbers. And I see him standing up to radical Islam, and I see him beginning 43% drop in illegals pouring across the border. And I see all of it, and I see all the mainstream media, and the communist Chinese, and the corrupt evil Pope, the globalist anti-Catholic Pope, and all these people piled on telling us how evil he is in Hollywood, and just people panicked on the streets seeing me like I'm Satan, because I just want lower taxes and to have our own sovereignty. When all Trump's doing, I was talking to these people yesterday, on the street, we're freaking out. They go, we're businessmen. We know our 401ks are doing great, and we know our mutual funds are doing great, but we're really worried, you know, because on and on and on, they just weren't even living in the real world. It was just all this fantasy, this hype by Hollywood and MSM that's lying to them. I mean, it's so obvious that Trump's the real deal, truly delivering, and they're just lying everywhere, and only the weak-minded are buying into it. And folks buying to it via peer pressure, you name it. It is an example of leaders versus followers. But leaders have now come to the fore again to try to dial us back from destruction.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Donald Trump is the man in the arena. You got a bunch of followers, a bunch of cowards, a bunch of idiots who live in a free country and have prosperity because their forebears fought and died for it, believing a bunch of corporate-owned foreign globalist media that has hijacked this country via modern colonialism. Corporate colonialism is what globalism is. And who are using third-world populations to come in and drive down wages and balkanize and break up countries. And the full power of this exploitive globalist system is pointed at Europe and the United States trying to bring us down. Because if there's no more upward mobility, if there's no more West, then the whole planet can kind of settle into the new dark age of poverty. And that's why I'm supporting Trump, because it's so clear. You know a man by his enemies, and every evil organization on earth is against Trump. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. But he's trying to really bring jobs back and prosperity and empower the individual and build a world based around humanity, not a bunch of global elites. We have a guest coming on just to deal with the State of the Union Jack Posobiec and how the New York Times and others are running around saying that Trump did tell Comey to stop the Russian investigation. That's a whole other fake news story. They keep saying that. And then when we put out the videos of what really happened in the hearings, they just say, no, it's fake. Look at this transcript. It's a fake transcript. I can then play you the exact video word for word. I did it earlier. It's coming up again in the next hour because we can call them liars and fake all day, but why do all of us think of mainstream media as deceptive? AP did a study last year. Only 6% trust MSM. Our numbers are in the 80s in studies that are out there. And that's why they call us the fake news all day, because they're scared. Talk about this. I've never been to Russia, but I read news about what's happening in Russia from our own newspapers. And I also read some of the Russian news that's in English. I read Chinese news, Japanese news, Brazilian news, Mexican news, Canadian news, you name it. I'm a news junkie. And I know that over 30% of the media in Russia is U.S.-owned or Western combine-owned. Now, imagine if the Russians owned 30% or more, it's like 33%, of our media, we would have a Russian problem, and I'd be angry about it. The truth is, about a third of our media is Spanish-speaking and owned by multinationals that are creating a whole La Reconquista Latin movement. So, again, that's another part of globalism breaking our country up. But it's not the Russians that are doing it. There are over 100 known NGOs funded by George Soros, a couple hundred more funded by the State Department. The same State Department that spent $5 billion-plus 4 years ago to foment the overthrow of an elected government in Ukraine, and then they stole the main Russian gas lines coming in out of Russia into Ukraine in the east. Now, that's just facts. And then they go, oh, Russia's anti-free speech. They're starting to not give tax exemption to all these George Soros groups, the same George Soros groups that are funding Black Lives Matter. Oh, and I didn't even get to that yet. I'll cover some of that in the next hour as well. Our reporters were in downtown Austin. And there were communists and Muslims beating up families and folks peacefully protesting against Sharia law that cuts women's genitals off and that doesn't let women, you know, go out without a hood over their head, and that kills gays, throws them off buildings. All this is going on, and literally we have hours of footage on Infowars.com of Trump supporters being beaten up, being hit, being spit on, and we got people, even more powerful footage, people with machine guns out there. Now, this is the left that openly says they don't believe anybody should own guns, but they're out there with hammers and sickles and machine guns and weapons threatening everybody, and the riot police had to come in. You've got a couple hundred people, it would happen in every city, in an anti-Sharia law deal. You can't have our law and an outside Islamic law that's incredibly oppressive that says you got to be a Muslim and women aren't human and all the rest of this. And there is just hours of footage on Infowars.com, the most incredible stuff ever. But there's so much cussing, we can't really play it here. Of them screaming, cussing, attacking. And it's Muslims with communists funded by George Soros. They admit Soros funded it, out there beating people up. Elie Schreyer got punched repeatedly, got attacked. Same thing happened to Rob Dude. But I'm digressing. The point is, we have George Soros funding these same groups inside Russia. There were hundreds of these guys in black masks with wooden clubs. And they had their AK-47s out there on the street. But remember, these are liberals. These are communists. They want the government to take our guns because they're not going to give theirs up during some type of, you know, armed revolt. And they are the most incoherent, mindless, stupid, literally, mentally scrambled. I mean, they just look like they've been put in microwave ovens. And it's not just us taking clips out of context. I'm going to ask you to try to boil this down because there's like 10 hours of it. I watched it for like an hour last night and about 2 hours a day. I could not believe it. How incoherent, how hateful, how evil. And they would attack men, women, and children. And they would scream, you're violating my free speech. Communism, communism, kill Trump. F Alex Jones, F InfoWars, you're a racist. And then just slam people in the head, and then the riot police would run over, as was at the Capitol, and just stop them, not arrest them. They should have beat their brains out because they're attacking people. They should have clubbed them over the head. The cops run over just to stop them, and they go, ah, police day, oh, oh, police day, oh, police, racist, racist, racist. Racist? I'm not for a real police state. You're the ones bringing that in. The police were way too lenient. And I watched all the patriots that were out there exposing oppressive, incompatible, fascistic Sharia law, anti-woman, anti-freedom. I mean, look, you got guys with clubs and shields threatening to hit the cops. Let me tell you something. A guy walks up to me with a club in his hand and a shield. I'm going to attack him because he's already set up to attack me. And I'm showing video. If you're a radio listener, I can't play audio because there's... Well, fade it up for a minute. We'll delay if there's any cussing. Because there's so much cussing here. Go ahead and fade it up.
Women's rights, you know, safety for women, you know, domestic violence and all this.
We can play this because it's a patriot. She won't cuss.
Fascist. Everything. So they changed the narrative and they took it away. They took it away and they're coming out here marching for something that we are not about. But the statistics that I got just this week is that there are somewhere between 27 and 30 actual honor killings that get discovered and get found out in the U.S.
Here in the U.S. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, everybody's mixed, whatever, humans, all beautiful crowd of people out there standing, saying Sharia law is anti-human, Sharia law kills gays, Sharia law does honor killings of women, Sharia law does public executions for people, you know, and the left is out there frothing, and see, here's the deal, I don't hype my show. I don't do things like other talk show hosts. I should have started the show and said, we have the most riveting communist and Muslim footage attacking peaceful crowds. Oh, it's so bombshell. And oh, we have the New York Times caught in a huge fake story about Trump. Oh, it's coming up. I just go into whatever I think is the biggest story. And I'm kind of sitting here going, was the biggest story the New York Times putting out fake news against Trump? Or is the bigger story Antifa? I don't know what it is anymore. But I tell you, I have a limited crew. On the weekend, there's only like three people on. And that's so they've been up here all day getting ready. There's no way they could watch. I'm not kidding. We have like 5 hours ourselves, another 20 hours of other video. I mean, I can't even watch it all. Every video on InfoWars is so riveting when dirty communists are beating men, women, and children with clubs and screaming anti-free speech, racist, like mentally ill, upside down, 1984, up is down, down is up. And all we're trying to do is secure the free market and cut taxes and get you more money. And they're running around the lap of freedom, bitching and complaining. I can't handle it anymore. Jack Posobiec's coming up. I got a bunch of clips of Trump saying he'll testify, saying he's 100% ready. And Comey, again, is a complete liar and a coward. That's all coming up second hour. But do your duty in the fight against the globalists. They want to shut us down. Spread the word. Infowars.com. Infowars.com/show. And the great nutraceuticals, the great products, the water filtration, the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the Trump is my president shirts, the great fluoride-free Super Blue colloidal silver iodine-based toothpaste. Super Blue been sold out, back in stock, 33% off. Biotricillinium out of the gates, 25% off. The new line of Emrix Essentials. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 25% off when you sign up for AutoShip, 20% off retail from the top nations, the top brands, but we got to private label it. InfoWarsStore.com. Help fund the InfoWar. We're winning, but we need your support. We're in the enemy's face. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say, they're amazing. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love the guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.